in such a white wall gallery space, because the project is very much about working in public space and working with people that I do. So welcome tonight. We're really lucky because we've got some people from all over the country, from Newcastle down to Somerset, who've joined us, who've been part of the project. So I'm going to hand over to Deirdre first.
I just wanted to welcome you all here. I'm Deirdre Figueredo, I'm the director of Craftspace. And Craftspace has been delighted to work with Scrabble. I can't believe it's 2 years.
It's 2 years.
He says he reliably informs me it's 2 years, but it was just a bit of a punt, I think, and in these times it's probably good to have a bit of a punt sometimes. And it's a programme, a way of working that Craftspace is beginning to explore, which is working with individual creative producers to just explore creativity, to explore their creativity, to explore the way that artists' roles are changing in terms of becoming curators, producers, practitioners, all of that sort of being merged and working in different spaces in different ways, which is really interesting. And we very much want to facilitate that experimentation and just give the artist the freedom to explore those different roles for themselves. So it's been a real pleasure to see that in progress and see that happening. I think one of the things I love about the knitting salon and here the flock of benches is that feeling of conviviality that it has created amongst such a wide group of people all over the country. From different backgrounds, different ages. It's just brought people together in an extraordinary way. And for me, I've seen it as a kind of meeting place of conversation and ideas and concepts, but without the burden of expectation, which I think has been great, because often, projects are designed and there are lots of outcomes and lots of outputs and, you have to write reports and things like that. And this hasn't really been like that. It's been quite a free process. And I think that has real benefits, and I would really like to endorse that approach. I think it's been very valuable and teaches us lots of things. I don't think we've had a single report, have we, Trevor, in all
lots
of that?
Lots of monitoring figures.
No, yes, apart from that. And it's also, there's a kind of a homeliness about this project, but it also has posed questions about provenance, about locality, and about trade, actually, with wool and the sourcing of wool. And I think all of that's been a really nice juxtaposition in relation to the project. I also like the fact that it's been open-ended and that it's still evolving. So, it has been the knitting salon here today, it's a flock of benches. So it has the potential to evolve and change, which I think is lovely. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Trevor, and we look forward to continuing to work with Trevor to tour this in whatever shape or form it takes, and I think it will go to some interesting places, create some new conversations, and hopefully do some really unexpected things that we weren't really thinking about.
Thank you, Deirdre. I'd like to thank Deirdre for taking that punch on me, because I'd got this idea, and I was like many artists in the room. You've got an idea, you don't quite know how to get it off the ground. And basically, Deirdre kind of invested in me in a kind of a research and development way and kind of went, okay, drive it forward, I like what you've done before, let's see what we can do. And I work with Kate Pemberton, so we need to acknowledge Kate, who is pregnant at the moment. She might have had a baby tonight, we don't know. And acknowledge Kate, because myself and Kate work together. I want to thank my mum first, because that's really important. Because the reason why, as an artist, I started knitting is because my family knitted, and I wanted to do a project with my family as an artist in a kind of autobiographical way, and went back to the council estate that I lived on. It was quite troubled, really, and I wanted to use art as a way of going back to that council estate and find out what was going on. And we knitted together, and some benches had been removed from the council estate, and I asked my mum and auntie and her friends to knit a bench in protest.
Yeah,
of having the benches taken away.
I sat on the bench and got my friends was going past and going,
ooh!
And I did put the Aaron cardigan up on a DJ. And the Aaron hat, I think there's a photo somewhere there. And if I'd be sit on this bench, one of you cut down, all graffiti in the back of it, and I'm knitting away, and I'm threading all your class because I go to the shops because I've got other shops. And I'm going,
but again, it was kind of creating conversations about why are you getting your mum to knit in public? I heard a lot about gorilla knitting and all these groovy chicks who were gorilla knitting, so I thought, I'll take my mum out to do a bit of gorilla knitting. And she did, and she caused a bit of a storm on the shop, it ran the shop, so very funny. Anyway, I then christened her Feral Peril. So that started that, and I then became interested in knitting. And it's really successful and got picked up in America for some reason. It became front cover of Knitwit. And I kind of thought, okay, I'm going to start, I need to revisit this knitting thing. And that's when I kind of thought, the knitting salon is about teaching people to knit. It's about transferring those skills, those lost skills, those lost traditions, and passing those on. And so we did a thing at Art's Fest, and John's mum, my partner's mum's here also. My sister's there. We just all went out and started teaching people to knit just to see what that was like. Took the bench out and so eventually I had this idea to use a bench to create 8 benches to get benches made across the UK. They're all the same but all different. So we've got Pauline, who's come all the way from Somerset, who herds the sheep. If you've seen those lovely black and white sheep inside the program we're on there, this is Pauline, they're her sheep. So she's going to tell us a little bit about that. We've got Sarah, who works with the Prick Your Finger people, you probably know, Prick Your Finger group in Bethnal Green, London, who are really renowned nationally there for their antics that they get up to. We've also got Josh Rigg from Newcastle, who, hello, and we got 2 more, just turn up, fantastic, got brilliant timing. And we've got Josh Rigg from Newcastle, who made a bench for the Shipley Art Gallery show Craftivism. And just to talk to, we have the Jacksons have turned up just on time. And Janet Jackson is an ecologist and works for Northampton University, who's very interested in wool and found a flock of sheep. And Abby Jackson, I just adore, because she runs the Stitch and Make studio. And she's kind of getting in there and making and mending and bringing dressmaking back into the forefront of stuff. So what we're going to do now is just get those people to talk a little bit about their experience. So we're going to start off with Pauline, which has come quite a long way. Do you want to, so there's Pauline's bench anyway, Silent Bench and all the rest. Just give us a bit of whatever your experience is, Paul.
Yeah, I had this phone call out of the blue in October from Trevor to say he was looking for some Jacob wool and he'd been given my name and so I said, yes, fine, I've got loads of Jacob fleeces. So he sort of like wanted the wool spun and washed and everything like yesterday. So I took him and introduced him to another smallholder friend of mine who's got a place up at Dunkery Beacon, Dunkerton, near the sort of runway there. And she's got this felting tables and washing and carding machines. So we sort of took a load of fleeces up there. I took a load of fleeces up there. Got it washed, carded and spun as washed and carded as Trevor wanted. And he got it organised to spin it. And the knitter started on time, much to my surprise. We went to the galleries, and you can see on the pictures there of me trying to teach a blind lady to spin. And she was with us all, I think she was with
all
us
day.
Nearly all day, because she started off on the knitting. She was chuffed to death that she had a piece of knitting which she had knitted. I don't know how long it took her to do it, but she did it. And she just decided she wanted to learn to spin the wool. So there I was, falling over the guide dog, trying to teach her how to spin to get her feet and her hands.
But the great thing about that was that lady then went to the Arnold Feeney to see her first art show through that conversation in the shopping mall in... So these benches really go to shopping malls and create a bit of a happening and being teached to knit. Thanks, Pauline. Can we give Pauline a round of applause? Thank you. So, John goes over. So, We're going to move down there now. Zora Savage.
London bench.